You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Modern life can mean that we often feel like we have a lot of balls in the air at any one time. With family, work, health, exercise, travel, study, sleep, if we can get enough of it, we can often have a lot of things going on and it can feel overwhelming. It can feel exhausting, and it has this endlessness to it. I heard in a podcast recently an author of a best-selling book on productivity and success by career standards, and they said that we must never drop a ball. It was based around this idea that we have to ensure that every single ball that we are juggling is taken care of and in motion at all times. I wholeheartedly disagree. This extreme grit and determination may be sustainable in the short term, but we cannot possibly live a full and balanced life with this kind of pressure applied to us consistently and without any rest. Different seasons of our life will have us prioritizing different areas of our life. For example, when my sons were little, they were my top priority. And so my business and my exercise routine as it is now were very different. They were not the same level of priority as they have been at different parts of my life. As my sons got older, I was able to prioritize my business more because they were at school for 6.5 hours every single day. So these different seasons, these different phases of our life will have us prioritizing different aspects of who we are. I want to offer you a practice today to really help you discern what your priorities are today so you don't risk slipping into overwhelm. I want you to take a piece of paper and write down all that you have to do today. All of those balls that are in the air today, write them down on a piece of paper. Then I want you to categorize these balls that you have in the air as either glass balls or rubber balls. We want to make sure that we tend to those glass balls. Those are the things that if we drop them, they will hit the floor and smash. We know what areas of our life are our glass balls that we do not want to drop. And these glass balls are often very few. We don't want them to hit the floor and smash because we don't want to have to start over again. These are things that are really important to our heart, and we want to give them the care and nurture and attention that they need and deserve in this phase of our life. Then I want you to look at what are all of the balls that you have in the air that are in fact rubber balls. When they are rubber balls, it means that we are allowed to let them fall. They're allowed to hit the ground because they won't smash. They'll simply bounce right back up when we have the capacity to hold them in a greater way. So identify today, what are your glass balls today that you need to take care of and not allow them to hit the floor and smash? And then what are the things that can be your rubber balls that you can allow to hit the ground today because they will bounce back up and you can tend to them tomorrow or next week or next month or in that next phase, that next season of your life? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.